This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know Landry's been talking a lot of smack. Listen, we cannot lose to In the Loop. That cannot happen.
That's not a good enough motivation, Mike, though.
I mean, we want more motivation.
We want to crush In the Loop. In the Loop acts like they're the men of the people.
Truce.
All the time. What a load of malarkey that is.
It's true to me.
It's not a load of malarkey.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think Paul's one too.
I think
Paul's one too.
Paul's a closet loophole. He wants to work with us.
Yeah, he loves us.
Yeah.
Just saw him in the hallway. Me and my man dabbing each other up. He's going to be out there tomorrow. We're going to give you a chance to represent In the Loop in 30 minutes. Twin Peaks 290. If you don't win the spot, I better see you there anyways, because we're going to drink some of that cold beer. We're going to go with what I like to call the menage.
What?
The menage. Drink the blonde beer, then you drink the brunette beer, then you drink the red beer. I want Figgy to do that. Figgy don't drink beer, though. It's a problem.
I'll drink it.
You'll hit it occasionally, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll drink it.
Yeah, Figgy will hit it. Figgy will hit it. He's going to be out there, too. We're going to be broadcasting 2 to 5. All of the full-time hosts will be out there. Broadcasting. Seth's going to start it off. It's going to be a round table. I'm going to take over the second hour, and then Sean's going to take over the third, but it'll be in and out the whole time. $1,000 opportunity for you and a chance to have a great time and start the weekend off the right way. NFL had a major rule change this offseason. It was a reaction to what happened in the NFC Championship game between the New Orleans Saints and the Los Angeles Rams, the controversial pass interference no call. By now, you know what that is, but they decided that they're going to have a one-year experiment in which pass interference would be reviewed. Coaches could review it with their two challenges, or in the final 2 minutes, it would be treated like a normal replay.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the gray area that would come with that, in that you could really review every play for pass interference. How long is it going to take? And you said that your strategy would be you would throw the ball every time.
Every down. In the last 2 minutes, for sure, because when in doubt, you can ask for the pass interference. Because, you know, a lot of people you can almost call it on every play.
But it looks like maybe the NFL thought about what John Lopez, the OG, threw out there, and there might be a tweak to this rule that could come as early as next week. And this is courtesy of Judy Batista of NFL Media. She reports that owners will consider a proposal to allow the competition committee to modify the rule without needing the vote of the owners. The competition committee would consider allowing coaches to challenge offensive or defensive pass interferences throughout the game, including in the final 2 minutes of each half, leaving the review decision for offensive and defensive pass interference at the hands of the head coaches, regardless of when it occurs,
right,
which would lead to greater consistency. To me, I think this makes way more sense than having every single pass interference reviewed, like, say, a fumble or something like that in the final 2 minutes. I think this is a good idea. I'm not against this at all, because I think that there's just way too much going on to be able to have to review every single play at the beginning or end of a game.
Right. I agree. I think this is one of those where they put the rule together, and then they, you know, obviously there's going to be texts and calls and feedback, whether it's from media or fans or, you know, or other coaches or whatever, and they realize, you know what, that is true. We need to look again at this rule and tighten it up a little bit. And I think that's exactly what they're doing.
I think it just makes too much sense. I think it's a nightmare to have that be treated in the final 2 minutes like that. I just think it would take too long. It's too much of a judgment call. But I think if coaches do have those two challenges at the end of the two minutes, I mean, it's worth throwing it almost every time you throw a pass, though. If you do,
you
get the third. It would be the typical rules. I like it. I don't think this is going to last. I don't think we're going to see this very much. I think the NFL completely overreacted to one bad call against the Saints in the Rams, and I don't think this is going to last too long.
Well, it depends on how it's implemented, because let's say Bill O'Brien.
Oh, no.
Throws it. Well, okay.
Man.
Maybe not. That's not the best example.
But let's say I'm so worried about how he's going to handle this.
Exactly. Maybe it is a good example.
I'm so worried.
Great. Yeah, I guess so, John.
Let's say Bill O'Brien throws a challenge flag on what clearly could be called either way, hand fighting. You know, like both receiver and defensive back kind of reaching their hands at each other's wrist. You know how they do that, trying to get leverage or whatever. That's not called that often, unless you grab a guy. So if he throws it there and he doesn't get the call because it was considered, you know, for whatever reason, both players just kind of getting leverage, then he'll have to, you know, he'll lose the challenge for one in that game, that particular game.
It's not my job.
Exactly. Well, it will be now. And so maybe it'll make him think twice about throwing the challenge flag. So it makes coaches realize it better be pass interference. It better be just about what we saw in Rams and Saints or something in that neighborhood, or else you won't throw it.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, talking about the new pass interference rules on Sports Radio 610. It looks like maybe it's just going to be up to the coaches, and upon further review as early as next week, they're not going to allow every pass interference in the final 2 minutes to be reviewed, like, say, a fumble or an incomplete pass or something like that. I'm worried about this for one reason, selfishly. I think it might be too much on Bill O'Brien's plate. Mm-hmm. We already worry about his game management a little bit.
It is too much.
I worry about this, and from another perspective of this, if it is reviewed in the final 2 minutes by the upstairs, I think that it would make refs almost lazy, to where I feel like they're lazy a lot of times about calls, especially in college football.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get it to a situation where the refs in the final 2 minutes are just relying on replay, to where if it's a no call, they don't even call it just because they know that it'll be reviewed. They won't even throw the flag.
Right.
I think the time of the game could take a major hit in the final 2 minutes if every single pass interference is reviewed in the booth. I'm worried about the speed of the game.
I think that's a good worry, and I think again, what it does do this way. What it absolutely does is if there's – keep in mind, games can swing in the first quarter on a big play, you know, as much as the last 2 minutes. So let's say there's it's a tight game, it's 0-0, 7-7, whatever, and there's a big play that was obvious pass interference that wasn't called. If you throw your flag and get it, that could swing the game in your favor. In the last 2 minutes, if there's another Saints-Rams – then that'll be corrected as well. I just don't think all the little in-between gray area stuff is going to be called or even challenged.
And I just don't – I think coaches got to weigh out the risk-reward too.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if you can gain just one first down and like 10 yards on a pass interference, is it worth throwing the challenge flag as opposed to, say, a fumble or something like that? Because if a fumble occurs, like if you've already wasted your challenges and you lost a challenge on, let's say, like a – third and six, and the guy grabbed it. The guy grabs the guy before he catches the ball, and you end up getting a first, or they end up overturning it.
Mm-hmm.
You lose your challenge there. Now, let's say at 2:05 they fumble. Was it really worth challenging? I feel like this is just too much on Bill O'Brien's plate.
That's the other side of what I'm talking about. Like maybe is it really worth it there to throw a flag? But let's say you feel like we could be in the red zone, we could be in the 5 yard line. Then throw it if it's an obvious, you know, pass interference, because that could swing the game.
I don't feel like Bill O'Brien's been asked about this. Like I've listened to all of Bill O'Brien. I think of all the things with Bill O'Brien, like all the stuff that he has, you know, the offensive players. He's talked about the offensive line. He's talked about the receivers, everything. I'm not worried about Bill O'Brien calling the offense, because I think he's going to have the weapons to succeed.
Right.
And I think you know how I feel about how good this offense is. But I think of all the stuff on Bill O'Brien's plate and all the obstacles facing him, I think this is going to be the one that we need to keep an eye on, because this is the one that's going to impact his job the most. And I think it's the one that, based on what we've seen from Bill O'Brien in his 5 years as Texans head coach, I think that the way in which he manages games, the way in which he challenges, the way in which he doesn't call timeouts like week one against New England, the famous "it's not my job" thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the situation that probably is going to be the biggest obstacle for Bill O'Brien to overcome in 2019.
I think he needs reps, to be honest. I think he needs practice. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. I don't know how he can do that. Maybe in some kind of controlled situations, you know, have players tell players, look, you know, we're going to be working on, you know, challenging pass interference now. Let's see what you can get away with. Let's see what what Bill O'Brien or other head coach, I think other teams are going to do this too. You know, what they see from where they're sitting and what they communicated to from upstairs being the tower that they have at practice fields. And let's see if we can challenge it. I think you need reps on this. I really do. Bill O'Brien as much as anyone.
And a lot of it's situational too. And sometimes guys just have other guys doing it. But
they do.
A lot
they
of it's
do situational reps in every other realm. Why can't they do it on this?
Seriously, it's going to be interesting. But I think it's going to be interesting to see how BOB handles this. And it'll be interesting to see if the rule does change. If it doesn't, final 2 minutes, Bill O'Brien won't even have to worry about it. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio 610. 10-year NFL vet and Super Bowl champ James Ahedebo is going to come in and join the show for his weekly visit. Many people are foolishly assuming that a member of the Texans is going to get cut. I think that person has a guaranteed roster spot. We're going to hear from him next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.